Deutsche Welle News.
This is Wilhelmina Lafitte in Bonn. The leaders of Greece's coalition government are locked in talks to debate new austerity measures that meet the requirements of the European Union, the European Central Bank and the International Monetary Fund. The plan includes a 20% cut in minimum wages and eliminates about 15,000 public sector jobs. The measures are needed in order for Greece to qualify for a €130 billion bailout package. Eurozone finance ministers are to meet on Thursday in Brussels to discuss Greece's situation. Unions in Greece held a general strike on Tuesday, protesting the income cuts and sharp tax increases that have already been introduced in the past 2 years. In Somalia, al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for a suicide bomb blast at the Muna Hotel in the government quarter in the capital Mogadishu. The blast killed at least 9 people and wounded dozens more, including 2 members of parliament. Al-Shabaab militants already attacked the hotel in August 2010, killing 32 people, including 6 members of parliament. Meanwhile, the European Union has threatened to cut aid to Somalia unless the country's leaders press ahead with political reforms. Alexander Rondos, the EU envoy to the Horn of Africa, told the Reuters news agency that the EU is frustrated at the slow pace of change in Somalia's political system, despite significant military gains having been made in the battle against Al-Qaeda-linked rebels there. The EU is Somalia's biggest donor. Unrest is spreading in the Maldives as thousands of supporters of the archipelago's former president, Mohamed Nasheed, clashed with riot police on Wednesday. They attacked a police station and set fire to government buildings on several islands, demanding his reinstatement. Nasheed said Wednesday he was forced to resign at gunpoint and said he would fight to return to office. Nasheed stepped down on Tuesday after 3 weeks of anti-government protests. German authorities advised against all but essential travel to Mali, the capital of the Indian Ocean island nation, while Britain's advice to tourists was to exercise caution. The country's new leader, Mohamed Wahid, has appealed for an end to the turmoil. You're listening to Deutsche Welle, Radio News. Russia has said that a search for a way to end bloodshed in Syria should continue, including in the UN Security Council, but stressed that foreign interference was not an option. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev made the comments in a telephone conversation to Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan on Wednesday. International calls for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to quit are growing, but Russia continues to support him. Meanwhile, government forces again bombed the city of Homs, killing at least 47 civilians since midnight Tuesday. Air travel in France was heavily disrupted again on Wednesday as pilots continue a 3-day strike. Air France said it cancelled 40% of its long-haul flights and 30% of shorter-distance flights. The strike is to protest a bill that would require 48 hours' notice before any airline walkout. The airline is recommending that passengers postpone any flights planned through Friday when the strike is expected to end. In football, Fabio Capello has resigned as England manager with immediate effect. In an announcement late on Wednesday, the Football Association said the Italian stepped down in the wake of a dispute with the football body, which last week removed the England team captaincy from John Terry. Capello was England manager since 2007. Zambia has made it through to the final of the African Cup of Nations for the first time in 18 years after beating Ghana 1-0. Emmanuel Mayuka scored the late goal. Ivory Coast is facing Mali in Wednesday's other semi-final. In the German Quarter Cup finals, Borussia Mönchengladbach continued their remarkable season with a place in the semi-finals, beating Hertha Berlin 2-0. Second division, Greuther Fürth ambushed Hoffenheim, beating their hosts 1-0. Stuttgart is meeting Bayern Munich in Wednesday's third match. And German exports last year soared by 11.4%, clearing the €1 trillion threshold for the first time. The country exported goods and services worth €1.06 trillion, up from €952 million in 2010. Imports were also up 13.2%, also setting a new record high. I'm Wilhelmina Lafitte, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.